Good morning. Good afternoon. Judith speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. My name is Ashley Wilkins. I don't know if I'm calling the right number to talk to somebody about my doctor's appointment so they could
Sure.
change like my time for work.
Sure. I'm going to get you over to Nikki or Rachel. Give me one second, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to Nikki, our administrator, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Rhonda's house, Nikki speaking.
Hi, Nikki. This is Ashley Wilkins.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. I'm calling because I have 3 dates that I need my time to change a little bit. And one of the dates is tomorrow. I got 3 doctor's appointments coming up back to back.
Oh, what's your number, Ashley?
330.
Uh huh.
559-5984.
Oh, for me, one second, okay?
Okay.
And you said your first name is Ashley?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Ashley?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold for me. I'm going to transfer you to Rachel, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Ms. Rachel. This is Ashley Wilkins.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi. I got 3 doctor's appointments coming up, and I need my time to change because I know for 2 of them, well, tomorrow one is at 11:30.
Okay. What did you want to work then, or how did you want to reschedule?
I was going to come in at 9 to make sure she got, like, her breakfast and stuff. Then I was going to leave around, like, 10:30 because it takes me 30 minutes to get to her.
Okay.
So I'll be needing that, like, extra time.
Okay, so 9 to 10:30, and then, excuse me, hold on, I gotta do it as I say it. Okay, and then what time do you think are you gonna go back?
Yes, ma'am, if they don't take forever.
Okay, so then basically for tomorrow, just let me know when you're, like, headed back or you're pulling up, so that way I can add the schedule in for you.
Okay.
Okay. And then what's the next day?
The next day is the 10th. And that appointment is at 9 as well, so I'm going to have to go in afterwards.
Okay. What time did you want to go? Or we could do the same thing. Because I know doctor's appointments are iffy. You never know when you get out. So if you want, you could just let me know when you're getting there. I mean, you let me know that you have a doctor's appointment, so I did document it. And as long as the client knows, that's fine. You could just go after and say, hey, just like you did the other day when she had an appointment. Like you said, hey, she just pulled up. You could literally do the same thing. But
oh,
you are letting me know, like, ahead of time, so I'm putting it in here. So that way when, if you know what I mean, if you get a notification that you're late, at least you know that you talked to me and I know that you have a doctor's appointment.
Okay, cool. And the other one is on 12, and I just do the same thing. That one's at 10:45. So when I pull up, I could be like, hey.
Yeah.
What's your extension again? Because I could not. I'm trying to remember. Okay.
Yeah, no, I know. And then we had changed the numbers, so it's definitely a lot. My extension is 652.
Let me write that down. 652.
Yeah, that's the right extension.
Mm-hmm. 652. Okay.
And what time did you say your appointment was on the 12th?
At 10:45.
Okay, and then what time is your appointment on the 10th?
9 o'clock.
Okay, all right, I'm just putting that in. Okay. All right, I got everything down, so you're good to go. Just, you know, remember just to call me, like, when you're arriving at her house, or, like, if you're within 30 minutes of going to her house, just let me know so I can change the time so when you get there, you'll be able to clock in.
Okay, so for tomorrow, I'm still clocking in that regular schedule because it's like a later appointment.
Yeah, you're
okay?
Basically going to, yeah, on your end, it'll say 9 to 10:30. That's what your shift is going to say. And then once you're on your way back from your doctor's appointment, I'm going to add the rest of the shift on.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you
so much.
You're very
welcome.
You have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stella.
Thank you, Stella.